At this point, it's undeniable that there was a previous civilization right here where we are today. A civilization that was extremely advanced, holding incredible technology worldwide, being able to construct palaces in every single continent. Where I believe this group was here only a few hundred years ago. And today, we are going to expose this even further when we go to the incredible location of Marv-Iran, locating the Gate of All Nations in Persepolis. And I promise, you didn't see this in Social Studies 101, 102, or any other number they try to come up with. All by design. Let's expose this to the world. As of May 17th, 2024, this place is still here. And we are all able to go and see this site today with incredible photos of this place. We are told that the first scientific explorations of this location were conducted by this man, Ernst Hertzfeld, in 1931. This same exact time period, every single time. It's the 18 and early 1900s where they find these places over and over. Why weren't they performing any scientific explorations in the 1700s? Why weren't they doing it in the 1600s? Why is this? Well, we all know why that is. We all know here the population of our current civilization was basically zero. We were all reset, and we have proved this, in my opinion. Nobody was here in the 1700s, all over the world. So in the early 1900s, we start finding this stuff from the previous civilization. I believe that the people that found it all, they were all controlled. And this is why we see so many artifacts being removed from the site. And this is why the narrative surrounding the locations are ridiculous. And then on top of it, we can look at the site and put patterns together that we've seen before. Just like we see here, where we have an incredible griffin depicted right here on the wall. Look at the detail. It's absolutely insane to believe that we went from this and then we advanced so much that we had to go back to horses and wagons, wooden sheds, no lights and the rest, without any sort of reset. And at the same exact time, we have to believe that we are evolving and advancing. We have to believe that we're the most advanced group of humans to ever live here. This thought process is total nonsense at this point. Take a look at the size of these blocks of stone. And then we have more detailed stonework over here. This is all the same site. And does anybody see a single mistake? I don't see one. With more heads, again, removed here. We have shown this so many times now. Heads that would change our history forever. They would show that some humans had elongated heads, elongated skulls. I believe that this is exactly what's being hidden. An incredible location. I don't see any of our towns today just throwing one of these together. And it's not even close. Finding coins at the site that clearly depict more griffins. This is an animal that connects the whole world to Tartaria. An animal that I believe at this point was 100% here and a part of this world. Just insane detail over and over at this site. It's just perfect. If you were an advanced civilization, you would construct your palaces in stone and granite. You would know that this material will survive the weathering process. And future civilizations, like us, will end up seeing it. Unless, of course, that civilization, us, go in there and destroy it. And we've seen that so many times. And it's still happening today. But this is when we look into the narrative. And the narrative tells all of us that the earliest remains date back to 515 BC. On the money, 515 BC, like 2,500 years ago. On the dot, not 516 and not 514. Not 541, not 512. This is crazy. 515, it's unbelievable. And of course, it's all protected by our friends. Right here, since 1979. Nobody else was protecting it before that, and it was perfectly fine. And if you were on the fence about all of this, if you thought that these narratives were totally true, and if you thought that Ernst Herzfeld figured it all out and he cracked the code in 1931, I'm just going to ruin adult story time for you. Finally excavated the site in the early 1930s, and then knowing that the complex was taken by the army of Alexander the Great in 330 BC. This is exactly 2,354 years ago. Not 2,353 years ago, but exactly 2,354 years ago. They just found this place, and now they're pinning down a date from thousands of years ago. He takes the complex, and soon after this, it was completely destroyed by a fire. Likely deliberately. And I'm going to ask you one more time. Are you still on the fence? Do you believe that these stories still happened? Do you think that they really pinned down that date? You don't think these narratives are auto-generated? 100%. This is a worldwide operation. It's not just in Texas, like we have seen. It's not just in Peru. These fires and these coded messages within the narrative that we're all told, it is everywhere. And it's in every single state, every country, and every single continent. We have shown this. This narrative is total nonsense. It's not what really happened here. There's very clear evidence that there has been an extremely advanced civilization right here where we all live. And it's so obvious at this point. We know that there was a previous civilization here that constructed in stone to show off how technologically advanced they really were. Worldwide, this site includes a 1,350,000 square foot terrace, which is partly artificially constructed and partly cut out of a mountain. Are you joking? So they were also in the carving palaces into mountains business. Donkeys Incorporated, they just leveled up in Iran. And then we all decide we don't want to be that advanced anymore, and we all just want to live in a hut. No, that didn't happen. We didn't decide to go ride around on dirt roads. We didn't decide to go back to the hand-wiping community. This is all deliberately planned. This is a reset. The plane, the train, the TV, the cell phone, AI, and the robots. Everything that you're going to see has all been here before. And we can all see this very clearly now. We're not the most advanced civilization ever. We are 2,000 years ahead of these people, and we are still building houses with vinyl siding. Not one palace in my town has gone up in the last 20 years. Have you ever seen this in your town? We are not the most advanced civilization ever. Now, let's drop the guy down. I want to show you something. We have very nice symbolism. Over here, we have one entrance. I believe that these are entrances, and I'll show you. So we have one over here, and then there's another one over here. I believe this is a much larger structure that has been completely melted. It totally looks like it could have been a pyramid type shape. Just take a look at it for yourself. You can think whatever you want, but nobody can deny it does have entrances and it does have the sides. And then there's an old world palace city right here in front of it. So let's take this up a notch and go underground, where recent geological studies at the historical site indicate that the old world used knowledge of geology. The experts, the old world, were well aware of the science of geology and were keen to discover underground sources of water. Right underneath all of this on the ground, they have a tunnel system. The studies show that the old world experts had acquired specialized knowledge and technology. This is exactly like we've stated hundreds of times. Us suggesting that the old world had extremely powerful technology is being proven through their construction that has lasted centuries. We all know this already. And we understand this fully, that the old world was worldwide. A previous advanced civilization was here. Going on to say, it is unclear how the old world civilization mastered these skills. Well, the thing is when you think that you come from a monkey in the ocean, when you think that we are evolving from nothing, and we're all at the ultimate peak of humanity, you would say, it is unclear how they mastered these skills. We all understand here that there was a massive population here before all of us. They had incredible tools, incredible training processes, things that this history is not telling us. And I believe that we've also shown that they had assistance from angels. Not only is this documented in text, it's also engraved into the stone in every continent. And like I've said, I trust what is depicted in the stone rather than what some guy says in 1931. What do you think? And unfortunately, the incredible construction techniques used were all forgotten. Where I'd go back to the moon in a nanosecond, but we destroyed that technology. And it's a painful process to get it back. Welcome to episode 101 of my lunch break. I hope you're all having a great day. And if you're new, welcome. The deep state strikes back with a clear message to create nuclear war as Trump transitions into office. Now we know why the celebrities were building bunkers. It's confirmed. NATO fires missiles into Russian territory, forcing Putin to the brink of nuclear war. We haven't been this close to World War III since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And guess what? Putin does not mess around. If he threatens war, he means war. If global disaster strikes, are you prepared? 90% of medications come from overseas. You need to cover the bases for your family's medical needs and prepare for any type of medical catastrophe. And the wellness company's emergency kits are your best defense against the unexpected. Packed with life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, amoxicillin, and so much more. These kits combat bacterial infections, staph, bite wounds, UTIs, strep throat, and respiratory illnesses. Each kit includes their medical board approved guidebook that walks you through how to treat different emergency scenarios. Ordering your prescription emergency kit is very easy and fully digital. Answer a couple questions and then check out, and your kit will be delivered to your front door. Do not wait until disaster strikes. Act now. Get prepared for life's emergencies and live with confidence in these uncertain times. Kits are only available in the USA. Go to twc.health/MLB and get $30 off plus free shipping. That's twc.health/MLB and get your kit today. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he just made. I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and then has plenty of energy left for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says that she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/lunch, or just by clicking the link below this video. It's gonna change the way you think about your health, I promise. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/lunch. Click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You will not believe how simple this is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 84 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage our bodies as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. chuckdefense.com/lunch. If you're suffering from daily aches and pains, please listen closely. top medical experts have unveiled a natural pain reliever that is changing the way Americans fight pain. 100% drug-free. Canalidine is the only solution in the world that optimizes your body's natural painkillers, called endorphins, providing full-body relief without dangerous pills or known side effects. Over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes, including UFC fighters, have already embraced Canalidine's pain relief power. Best of all, Canalidine is legal worldwide, certified drug-free, and does not cause side effects, grogginess, or addiction. After 14 years of clinical research, it has been proven safe and effective, backed by thousands of successful use cases from other Americans just like you. Best of all, today, you can try Canalidine for less than a dollar per day. This is your opportunity to finally live pain-free. Click the link below to try the only Canalidine product in the world risk-free for a full 90 days. This private link and special discount expires at midnight tonight. Go to www.tricano.com/MLB. Experience daily pain relief with Canalidine. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
And I want to thank all of our sponsors over on Patreon.
Thank you to FlatEarthDave.com. You can check out his app, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac app. I'll put the link right in the description. And you can use my referral code, MLB. If you click the Tartaria button, you'll see the My Lunch Break playlist right here. The app is awesome. Thank you to Rebecca Kay, The Lady Lacey Show, David and Sherry Ferguson, Edwin Johnson, Chuck Templeton, Joy Lee, Stephanie Nolan, The Burlesons, Suez KC, Edwin Rice, Helmut, Charles Kruger, Don Gaston, Dan Woodle, Dale, DJ Clicktrack, Edward and Brianna, Jacob Law, Jim Ribley and Christine Duggan, Kyle Glasscock, PKTFnews.org, Ben DryzNL, Natalie Shipanoff, Amberson EMC, HK Sue, Melissa Edgar, Biggles, Clayton Lamar, Ultimus Maximus, Noble Task Homestead, John Adams, Robert Ozolins, Rick Tapke, Blake, Billy Prater, The Phoenix Art, The Arnolds, Attila Power, VKH Bonner, Bell's Clarions for God, Forbidden Gecko Love, Justin Grobner Grubb, Leah Strong, Peter Batani, Dakota Dunn, Eric Martinez, Ivan Apocalypse, Jim Bro, EggardT-Shirts.com, Meta, Jason Hochberg, Marie C, ValleyMedicinals.com, Kyle Logan, Alina and Chris, the IT guy, Michael Dingu, Patriot Armory, Tom O'Hara, Michael D. Connor, William Royal, C3SCOB, Ancient Tallow, Jeffrey Temple, SonyaDane.com, James Alt, Buxui, Jason Press, Suki Warrior, We the People, Migs, Miss Rex's Murphy, Mark Chapman, Muji and Declan, Ariana Oates, Jenica Joyce, Nathan Burba, Ski, Codrenth, The Sovereign, Beacon of Truth, Liberty's Arborist, Thomas Thor Peterson, Zinger Coffee and Tea, Natasha C., Kay Moore, DevlinMcGregor.com, Miss Fox, Diamond Jewel, David Rauschenbach, Emily Maryland, Felipe, Curious Cat, Mike D., etc., Dan McGee, Lori Hedvig Johnson, Terry, Paraplegic Coffee, Avatars of Gaia, Secrets Beyond Earth, Ellie Annie, Ivan Apocalypse, Seth Crago, D. Woods, Glenn Gunderson, Mousy's Mouse Cheese Records, James Vincent, Robert's Brain is Gone, Extreme Reality Check, Anna and Marley Valdez, Wayne T., Late for Dinner, Juana Car Camo, Paolo Goncalves, Dax Bilchek, Appeal to Heaven, G. Power, Papa One, Jesse De Leon, Festive Trev, Andrea J. Kerrigan, Janet Elizabeth, Dr. Mom, I'm Patriot, Dux, MDFTFV, Leonard Insolaco, Martha Wooten, Doc Halo, Henry's Mom, Vince Moreno, Shibba Shaba in the Darkness. You guys are all awesome and helping this channel out a lot. Now I'm going to show you just how massive this previous civilization was. I'm going to show you that this was happening all over the place. 7.5 miles northwest of this location, we have another site that has entrances to a massive melted structure. This is an absolutely incredible location that my history teacher showed me a total of -5 times. He mentioned this place every time I was over in math class. And whenever I went to my locker, this place was mentioned all the time when I was never there. Oh, wait, no. He never mentioned this place. You know, I'll be honest with you all. I would have been so much happier just skipping over the fake Columbus story and just learning all about these incredible sites. If they were gonna brainwash me with lies anyway. At least show me some cool structures. They aren't gonna do that though. And we all know why. They don't want us seeing this. And you might say, why not? Why wouldn't they want you to see this? We would all start asking so many questions. Like, why are there two insane stone carved sites, like 7.5 miles apart from each other, built over 2,000 years ago? And then why does one of the sites have tunnels underneath it? Wait, why did humans have technology for underground water systems, knowing all about geology, and then they lost the technology and went backwards? But then you're telling me in my other classroom that I'm evolving and I'm advancing. This is not the kind of thought process that they want, especially when we find out that it wasn't just one site. It was all over the world, including this location. All of this is just for decoration. Are you sure? First of all, before we go on, I need you to take a look at these people down here. And then I need you to ask yourself, how in the heck are they gonna get up to the top and cut into this solid rock? This is a civilization, we are told, that supposedly had nothing. They are so much worse off than we are today. Supposedly no power tools, riding around on their donkey for thousands of years. They couldn't come up with one invention until we all got here. They just needed our help so much. Yet, they just go all over the place making palaces. These palaces are places that blow our minds today, all for decoration. Look at the size of these people, and I 100% believe that this was once a massive structure. These are doors to the palace. This has since been melted. We've seen it all over the world now. The exterior is completely melted. This site is known for its rock-cut tombs. These monumental tombs are carved into the cliff face, creating chambered spaces within the rock with small tunnels and channels present here as part of the drainage system. All for decoration, we were told. This is complete nonsense. This was a palace, and it held a drainage system. Because I guarantee you, if you started cutting away this front layer, you would be able to enter it still. Probably constructed, probably, in the first half of the 6th century BC. Not the second half, but the first half, where Carl the Snail just pins this date down by reading the stars. The first half of the 6th century BC. This is nonsense. And what are they doing to it? This place has been completely fine since the first half of the 6th century BC. And now, out of nowhere, it needs our help. It needs our incredible scaffolding. No, it does not. I want to know in the comments, do you think that they're really helping this place? There are so many locations that don't belong in our timeline. They expose that what we are being told is ridiculous. These are all palaces that we can go and see for ourselves. Unless, of course, there's a war going on, or they blow it all up, which we've seen in Syria, as well as other places. Thank you to all of our badge members, all of our Patreons, and every single subscriber. We're trying to pass Mr. Beast, so let's all hit that button if we can, and pass him up. Thank you all for liking the videos as well. I'm very appreciative of all of you. We are also on Rumble, X, Instagram, TikTok, Rockfin, Spotify, and of course YouTube. This is located in Merv, Turkmenistan. We just saw this logo in the center right here. And now we're also seeing it over here. This site gives us another narrative where it says, "Then they set fire to the city and burned the tomb." We all know, if you've done this research for a while, that Turkmenistan is a very odd place. There's so many old world structures here. But with this one, we can clearly see melting yet again. an event took place that completely wiped out this previous civilization. This event melted its structures. The stone looks like it's dripping. It is so weird. And then take a look at this angle. Imagine what this place looked like before being melted like this. These are all the stone and granite structures that are still here today. Do you think that they possibly constructed palaces using other materials? Materials that aren't as tough as stone and granite? I'm just gonna guess and say yes. I believe that these stone palaces were constructed to show the next civilization what the previous civilization was capable of. The structures that used the other materials are obviously gone now. Exactly how our box style buildings would be gone in the wind. This is such a weird sight. You can see the melting so clearly. And check this one out. Look at the bricks at the bottom and how it once looked. And then look at the rest of it. Could you even imagine what is underneath all this dirt right here? I would bet that this mud-flooded layer of dirt is covering up so much more. Finding mosques in the late 1800s, our timeline again, we must have just been riding around on those donkeys' backs saying, what the did we miss? Why are there stone and granite palaces all over the place? And then I go to my little classroom that's built with wood, and then my teacher telling me and my friends that we are living in the most advanced time ever. The most technology. Riding with their local duck's feather. Walking down their dirt road with potholes everywhere. They were having no fun, and the most fun they'd have is to go outside and make a candle. Looking across the dirt road at an old world palace. But teacher, what about all the palaces in my little town? Wait, what did you just say? The palaces in my... You better get your butt over to the asylum. This is what you call being a finder or a founder. 100%. This is what happened in every continent in the 1800s. And then they gave us these fabricated narratives, telling all of us all about the pottery that they found. The pottery is an incredible tactic to distract us from the truth, saying it was yellow and green pottery, with turquoise and black pottery bowls in the other palace, with Mongol-style pottery as well. The pottery is a distraction, 100%. It gives all of us the satisfaction that they found something at the site. And once we see that they found something, we stop digging. We accept that they were primitive and only knew how to make pottery, when in reality, they probably just made this pottery after finding the site and then telling all of us that that's what they found. When we've seen that they destroy items, they block sites off from the public and remove what they really found. In some cases, finding 7,000 elongated skulls and hiding the true past, confusing everybody with nonsense, so that we all stop asking questions. Not anymore. Our friends are everywhere. They love our research. This is the location on Google Earth, and they only allow you to put the guy down on this one spot, which shows you the inside of this structure. This one is just so odd. It's so crazy. Here's another photo of it from the other side. These are all structures and sites that solidify what we are saying here. It's so clear that something happened that we are not being told about. Something happened that we have melted structures and sites, including this one, the Fortress of Infidels, destroying a worldwide population and setting it back to basically zero, giving us these stats and letting us see them, as well as the photos from the 1800s. It does feel like a game. We are exposing it all, week by week, showing sites that have been hidden for far too long, structures that do not belong in this fake timeline, that we are all force-fed since day one, a timeline that is flawed. We are not given the truth about our history. The world is understanding this now. We can see for ourselves that sites like this have a much deeper meaning. Something definitely happened here. A powerful group of people being able to construct palaces in every single continent. Merv, a location that since the 1890s has only been excavated by the Russians, the Americans, and the Soviets, and then just making up whatever history they like about the site for all of us to believe, telling all of us all about who was occupying the site in the 6th century BC, 2,600 years ago. Finding all of this out by dusting the stone off with a brush in the last 150 years. And then testing the local bush. The alarm clock has been ringing. It is time for all of us to wake up. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. We are just getting started. I'll be back next weekend with so much more. See ya.